Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Hi, this is John Riley with today's Daily Devotional. It's called, Today's Scoffers Called Out in Antiquity. The Apostle Peter wrote an amazing devotional to encourage the church about what would happen in the last days on the planet before the Lord's return. He provides this prophecy to encourage believers towards good and proper thinking in a world where people mock or scoff at God's glory, His story, and His promises. Here's those words. Dear friends, this is now my second letter to you. I have written both of them as reminders to stimulate you to wholesome thinking. I want you to recall the words spoken in the past by the holy prophets and the commandment given by our Lord and Savior through your apostles. Above all, you must understand that in the last days, scoffers will come, scoffing and following their own evil desires. They will say, "Where is this coming?" He promised. Ever since our ancestors died, everything goes on as it has since the beginning of creation. But they deliberately forgot that long ago, by God's word, the heavens came into being, and the earth was formed out of water and by water. By these waters also, the world of that time was deluged and destroyed. By the same word, the present heavens and earth are reserved for fire, being kept for the day of judgment and destruction of the ungodly. 2 Peter 3, verses 1 through 7. A quick summary of each verse in the passage. Number 1, a reminder to think about what is good and true. 2, by remembering what is written in the Bible. 3, scoffers will make fun of the Bible so they feel better about living in sin. 4, scoffers will deny that Jesus will return, claiming that the natural world goes on today as it always has. 5, scoffers intentionally forget that God created the world. 6, scoffers intentionally forget that God flooded the world. 7, they scoff at the idea of an afterlife and of God's judgment. Peter's prophecy speaks directly to modern atheists, much of modern culture, and science that denies the supernatural and only sees the world as natural. One crazy thing about today's skeptics and naturalists is that as more scientific knowledge accrues, much of what gets labeled natural appears to actually be supernatural. Life is one thing that seems normal and natural, but it's actually miraculous and remarkable. For example, there's no such thing as a, quote, simple cell, unquote, as Charles Darwin described it in his book, The Origin of the Species. Every cell is a vast array of complex biological machinery that no human is even close to imagining how might have come into being without a creator. As Ray Comfort of Living Waters Ministries likes to put it, when you see a building, you automatically know there was a builder. When you see a painting, you know there was a painter. Likewise, every cell proclaims that there was a creator. Take another moment to consider Peter's prediction and give God thanks for the magnificent hand of creation, provision, and salvation he demonstrates in the God's word and in the world all around us. Thanks for considering. This is John Riley, the junior high pastor at Emmanuel Faith, your partner in ministry.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.